Next up is Word on the Street with Isaac. Today with the Honda Carter. Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Playlists, albums, and tracks anywhere, anytime. Upgrade to SoundCloud Go to get offline listening. Start your free trial today.
Why you act so 604? 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 Reach the city and see how we live. In the hills, we do it a bit. Why you act so 604? 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 Feels looking bad, hella gorgeous. This my city, this my city, this my fortress.
Too fast.
I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever
that I met by my rap scale.
If the pop's like a gangsta, he'll be eating off shot on the pop chart and the lobster every day with glass wine. Then my dream and I'm a fresh beat.
Hello, this is Word on the Street, right after Nardwar, the Human Serviette Show. He introduced us today, and today I have friend of the show, Honda Chiron. What's up?
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And this is 101.9 FM on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people from Vancouver, British Columbia. Again, you're listening to Word on the Street. And today, very special guest, as I said, another friend of the August Cooper affiliates.
Yep.
And we're going to go with a long interview here. So first off, who are you?
My name's Hannah Carter. I'm a hip-hop artist from Vancouver, BC. Yeah, I'm about to chop it up with Isaac for the next hour. Hope y'all enjoy.
All right. And where are you from originally?
Exactly. So I grew up in Dunbar, just off of Collingwood. It's pretty west side. It's pretty much as west as you can go before UBC.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's really where I stayed, where I grew up.
Mm-hmm. And just jumping into more of the music side of yourself,
mm-hmm.
who are some influence of you?
Yeah, I mean, I have quite a few, but here's just a couple. Like,
yeah.
From my dad. My dad used to make R&B music, by the way. That's a very big influence on me as well. So he introduced me to a lot of, like, R&B artists, a lot of adult contemporary, like Music Soulchild. Robert Glasper is one of my favorite jazz pianists as well as producers. Awesome. Black Radio is, like, one of my favorite albums. It's an album he produced with, like, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, and some other, like, crazy features. Like, it's honestly, like, a crazy album. But anyways, like, Little Dragon is another really big one of mine. It's pretty different from the music that I make.
Yeah.
It's more, like, pop, indie, R&B stuff. It's, like, a band from Sweden. A lot of collaborations with Gorillaz. That's pretty much how I found them.
Yeah. Is there any inspirations you want to shout aside from the music side, family, friends, anything like that?
Let me just get one more in, like one more hip hop one, because you guys are gonna think I'm like a friggin' like not a hip hop artist from what I just said. Like Skepta, Danny Brown, Freddie Gibbs, ASAP Rocky. Anyways, but influences outside of that, I like art. My family has always collected First Nations art specifically from local artists. So I always grew up around lots of First Nations art. And that was always something I really, really liked and kind of influenced in some of my music. And I can really appreciate that just because I grew up with it. And, you know, it's cool stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool because, of course, at UBC, you know, we pay homage to the Musqueam people. And hearing that is really interesting. So. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
How would you describe life in Vancouver, especially now as a musician?
I mean, it's weird. If anyone knows, like, Vancouver's a young city. You know, full of a lot of young people, and with that comes this new generation of young music, like hip hop, electronic music, all that stuff, all the current stuff. But what's very strange is hip hop here isn't. It's not as big as it is in the States.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even too sure why. I know Vancouver, like, it's always been kind of like an alternative, like, kind of folk place, like, very indie, kind of self-made kind of place. But, I don't know. Like,
the African-Canadian population is not nearly as massive as the African-American population, of course. But I think it's something to do with the origins, too. Coming out of, you know, New York and Harlem, that's where hip-hop...
Really foreground.
Yeah, and, you know, the West versus the East. Like, exactly. We haven't really had a foundation until really, you know, Toronto now is the big hip-hop city in Vancouver.
We do have guys like Mad Child, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. Shout out to Swarm members and shit.
Crazy, like, Swarm member stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's like, just...
It's not nothing.
It's growing.
Like the Ripper, too. I don't really listen to his music, but I know he's from here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And just, we don't have a big urban population in general, honestly. It's not even just African people. It's Hispanics.
Yeah.
You know, anyone a part of that, like, urban community, really.
Right? Yeah. Speaking on your own music, how would you categorize... what genre you are?
Yeah. Honestly, hip hop. That's like the easiest kind of definition. Hip hop. I mean, like, I take certain elements I like of trap music. Obviously, I'm not necessarily living that lifestyle, but you know, there's people around me who I've been exposed to, who live those lifestyles, and. Yeah, like, trap music is very strange. You know, I can't even explain it. I just take the elements, like, kind of like that druggy side of, like, trap music, the kind of violent side, and kind of, like, isolate it into something that's a little bit more mature.
For sure.
And sophisticated, I would say. I mean, my music is, like, you know, can be pretty goofy and whatever. It's not necessarily like that. But I kind of take those elements that I like and kind of work on them and kind of, you know, make them a little bit more radio friendly, but still hard and you know, still you know, appealing, really.
Yeah. Aside from the genre, what sort of words would you use to describe sort of tones, moods, vibes?
Dark, I'd say. Nostalgic, definitely. I use a lot of layered chords in my production, so lots of 7th chords, 11th chords, which are heavily used in jazz music. Lots of crazy voicings, but yeah, I just, you know, I just like that kind of mood, and it works for me, and people like it. You know, it feels good. You know, that's mm-hmm. how it should be, right? It should feel good.
Of course. This is a question I also asked Andrew way back, you know, who's our buddy.
Mm-hmm.
How important is versatility to you as an artist, especially with your voice?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, Andrew sings and raps, and he likes to balance that. Sometimes he leans to one side.
Yeah.
So what does that mean to you, especially coming up with your own unique mm-hmm. sound?
I think versatility is huge for me. And it's one of my strongest suits, really. Nowadays, being an artist, you can't just really be an artist. You know, you really got to bring something to the table, like whether it be like you're a clothing designer, a producer, or, you know, an engineer. And for myself, like, I'm a producer. I categorize myself as an artist because I kind of do it all, but I produce my music, I engineer it, mix it, record it, write it, pretty much everything, right? So it's just, you know, it's super valuable nowadays because, like, you know, anyone can be an artist nowadays. So it's just like, what else do you bring that's, you know, value to the table?
Yeah, that's a great answer. I think that everybody now, especially if you're in hip-hop, because there's so many elements to it,
so saturated,
if you're versatile, then you have a better chance of making it in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, moving on to more about your upbringing before you've reached where you are now,
mm-hmm.
when did you first start making music?
It's about 10 years ago, I'd say. I don't really like telling people this, but I used to make dubstep music, believe it or not. Crazy, right? I used to mess around with some loops and stuff off of Loop Masters, buy loop packs and put them together, because at the time I didn't know how to create actual fully composed music. So I was really just messing around with that, and then that just turned into sampling, and then just, you know, self-production, really. Just kind of figuring stuff out.
Was there something or someone that initially was your catalyst that motivated you to mm-hmm. get interested in music?
Yeah, probably my dad, honestly. Like like I said, my dad used to be like an R&B artist. He's always been in business. Like, he's in finances right now. He's always been in finances for like the past 20 years. But it was always around me as a kid. And, you know, there was always like synthesizers around the house. Compressors, mixing boards. So it was always interesting to me because I never really knew how to use it. And one day something just kind of clicked and I was like, oh shit, like, you know, like, I should really take advantage of this. Like, you know, like, there's all this gear, like, you know, like, you'd be crazy not to, right?
Yeah.
But that was definitely like kind of the catalyst that, you know, just seeing that, right?
With all that stuff around you, what instruments did you end up playing?
Yeah, so funny enough, actually with Alex, one of my homie over here, just shout out just Alex. I started playing guitar probably around the same time that I was producing first 10 years ago. I listened to a lot of rock music. I mean, honestly, I'm going to be straight up. Like, a lot of people don't come out and say it. Like, Guitar Hero 3 got me into rock music. Like, I'm going to be straight. Like,
yeah. I feel that.
You know, I love rock music. You know what I mean? Like, that's that, really, like, it's crazy, right? Like, it's kind of corny, but that's how it is. And then, yeah, I started out with guitar and moved to trumpet and band in school. And then I just kind of moved into production. Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually going to be relative to my next question.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about when you started with the loops and stuff when you were younger. Was that your introduction to producing? Or what was your, you know, evolution into more developed producing?
Yeah, that was my introduction. That was like my little taste. Honestly, it wasn't necessarily production. It was just like, you know, the building blocks that kind of put together, which you didn't really create. That was my intro to it. And like I said, like, you know, I went from basically using these loops to make stuff because I didn't know how, to sampling because, you know, not having to worry about making a melody via sample, you know, it takes the stress off a lot of people's back if you don't, you know how to do it. Or it's just a style choice as well, like, honestly. But I went to sampling. From there, I just wanted to start creating my own stuff because, you know, sampling's great, but it's, you know, it's just like drugs, really, like heroin or whatever. Like, once you get hooked, you can't stop. It's bad. Like, you know, you'll get caught up in, you know, publishing stuff. Like, you want to make sure your stuff copyrighted. You don't want to get nailed by people, so you want to get lawyered up. And just, you know, making my own stuff right now, I don't have to worry about, you know, all that stuff, right? It takes a very large load off my back, to be honest.
All right. You have a lot of connections now, or collaborators. How did you initially make those? Was it just hitting people up? How did those come about? How do those bigger connections happen?
So it's a little bit of everything, honestly. You know, originally it's that willingness to, you know, hit people up. But sometimes it doesn't always work out like that. You know, like, the industry, it's crazy, especially for young people. It's not very accessible. Oftentimes you're going to be pretty much working your tail off just to kind of, you know, get in the door of things, whether it be working inside a studio or just kind of being around the right people. But for me, like I said, it was music was always around me. Some producers my dad used to work with, I've linked up with, talked to them, worked with some of them. Very, very invested in the game, a lot of those guys. And, you know, I got a taste of that at a young age. And, yeah, I mean, like, and I mean, like, obviously, like, there's that. But if you don't chase these connections and really, like, you know, get on their butts about stuff, then, you know, nothing's really going to pop off. But, you know, it's really just chasing these people. It sucks. I hate doing it, honestly, because I'm not a very, I'm a very passive person. I've kind of changed that as of recently. But, you know, if you really want stuff to go off and you want to work with people, then you better go out and, you know, chase, you know. Get in the door, do whatever you have to do, right?
And out of those collaborations, who do you think are the most significant ones so far, if you could go over a couple?
The most significant? I do have one right now. I probably won't say it on air right now. That's probably my biggest. Jay Worthy, a homie of mine, grew up in Compton. He co-produced the Noisy Bompton with Kendrick Lamar off of Viceland. And he's a very talented artist. He's part of a duo called London Drugs. Very, very crazy music. And, you know, he's a great guy. And I like working with him because he's just, like, he's young. And really just before, like, these collaborators or whatever I've worked with have been, like, kind of older and just kind of, like, around, like, my dad's age, because, like, they were, you know, friends of his or people he, you know, worked with in the past. And but this has been probably the most significant, because it's, you know, it's refreshing, because it's obviously a young person, so he understands that it's a young person's game, and he knows what it takes. And you know, we're mutually helping each other, and, you know, I really like his music. And, you know, but yeah, I mean, that's probably actually, you know, that's big. So if you guys know, I don't know if you guys, I can't remember what his name is now, Max P, but anyways, so you guys might know this song, Gang, Gang, Gang. You know, in that song, it was, you know, gang, gang, gang.
You don't
gang, bang. So I used to send that guy beats all the time. His name was Manson Max. I think I still have his phone number too, honestly. But so I used to send him beats. Max P. So that guy, well, this is way before he popped off, like when he was at like 1,200 followers on friggin' SoundCloud. I was always sending him beats and stuff. That was pretty big. So I always tell people it's kind of a funny story. I don't know. Still, Jay Worthy's probably the most significant, I'd say.
And so coming up to where you are now, you know, you're out of high school now. What made you get the confidence to make the decision to focus on music and not go to post-secondary? That's a big leap.
It was always weird for me, like, coming out of high school, especially in grade 12, like, you know, I just didn't really see school as anything but hanging out with my friends, which is pretty bad because, like, you know, you're there to get an education. I mean, at the end of the day, I did get an education and graduated and all that stuff. And but, it, you know, like, the confidence was really just, like, just me saying, you know, like, F it, you know, fuck it. You know, I'm just going to go all in. I'm just going to network with people, connect, and see where I can go. And it was just, like, the push. And even from, like, my dad especially, like, that push, you know, was huge to go after something. And yeah, I honestly don't even know where that confidence came from. It was just like I'd always been making music, like ever since I was young. It was something that stuck with me, and you know, people would always say, like, you know, yeah, your stuff's great, whatever, blah blah blah. But I never really believed it, and then, you know, more and more people started saying it as I got better, like production wise, writing wise. And that just gave me a little bit more confidence, I'd say. Yeah, sorry, that's kind of long.
No worries. I think we're going to do one more question. We'll then get to a couple ads. We'll play a song of yours. Question from a friend that we both know somehow.
Yeah.
From Noah. What do the words White 1K and Killbox mean to you?
Honestly, now looking back, like, nothing really. Like, those are two of my last production names. Yeah, I kind of try to, like, sweep them under the carpet, but they're kind of there because all my friends. Yeah, my buddy, my homie Alex right here. I
There's one more name.
Yeah. There's actually one more name, but I'm actually
not. You will never tell him.
Yeah, I'm never going to tell him because it's so bad. I just left it out. But those are my last artist names, and now they're just the past. So I guess it's just, like, you know, the steps to Honda Carter, what I am right now, I guess, you know.
For sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're just getting started with this interview. We're going to cut to a couple ads now, and we'll be back with Honda Carter. This is 101.9 FM. You're listening to Word on the Street.
You heard.
CITR. Woo! Big woo from Aiden in the back there. Hope you heard that. And we'll be back briefly.
Peace.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Chopper way heavy, dick way heavy, bitch weighing heavy, feelings way heavier. Said she tryna love me, I'm just tryna fuck you. Feeling like a reject, fuck her and I eat ya. Next week in that new bitch, next week in that new whip. Next week with the masterpiece, add me with the fucking fleas. Niggas wanna talk the most, pull up and I fuck the hoes. Niggas wanna talk like that, pull up and I beat their ass. Diamonds over chains, now she thinks she's something. Finger up, she drinking some. Yeah. Hey. Acting like a fool, gon' get you none. Acting like a fool, gon' get you none.
bitch way heavier. Chopper way heavy, my bitch way heavier. Cut it, chopper way heavy, my bitch way heavier. Cut it, chopper way heavy, my bitch way heavier. Whoa, whoa. Fucking the bitch out the booth. I fuck the bitch in the tooth. I fuck the bitch in the mouth. I feel the dirty like soap. Now she keep calling my phone. Fuck that bitch, leave me alone. Johnny keep calling my phone. I'ma pick up on my phone. Yeah. Money be calling my nigga, we ballin', we all in rest him as the latest. Milo is the greatest. Nigga, got no patience. My bitch love a fragrance. Chanel, that's the fragrance. Fuck her till she famous. Fuck her till she claim us. Diamonds over chains, now she thinks she's something. Yeah. Pinky finger up, she drinking something. Yeah. Acting like a fool, gon' get you none. Like a fool, gon' get you none. Now you want the fame, gon' get you some. Get you some. Yeah. Chopper way heavy, my bitch way heavier. Chopper way heavy, my bitch way heavier. Cut it, chopper way heavy, my bitch way heavier. Cut it, chopper way heavy, my bitch way heavier.
That was Way Heavy by Honda Carter. He is in the studio with us today. We're more than halfway through an interview now. And we're just going to play one other song in a second. And this is off the new ASAP Rocky album. Not sure how I feel about this album, to be honest, compared to his other two. But I love this song, and it's definitely going to be one I've been playing all summer. So here is Praise the Lord by ASAP Rocky featuring Skepta.
Get it? Text and message, I don't know the number. Flexing on these niggas, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots, never hurting them. Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I like to give a shout out to my niggas with the game plan. And shout outs on my niggas with escape plans. 20 bands, rain dance. We can eat the rain check or we can make plans. Pockets loaded, rocket loaded, can't let's rock and roll this. Time to go, lock, stop, and two smoking barrels locked and loaded. Diamonds glowing, chop, climbing on them. We think I'm jumping out the window, how I got them open. Line around the corner, line them up the block and over. Sometimes I even stop the smoking when it's time to focus. My shade, Dior, my pants, velour. Create, explore, expand, concord.
I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. Yeah, I sold the pack, the loose, the hard. Yeah, I listen to X, I beat the bars. Yeah, the snakes, the rats, the cats, the dogs, the games, a trap. Protect your heart. Yeah, I waited in line. Return, refine the new design. It's time to shine, to shine, to shine, to shine, to shine. I hustle, I flex. The world is mine, so please believe. Allow the grease. These niggas disease. Don't speak, we squeeze. I make the devil go weak. The knees. You hate, you're lame, you're lost. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break. The law, I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours.
She came, I came, now what's my name? My chain, my pants with the chain. They know it's me, the hat and the shade.
voice and they ran to the stage. My veins, my brains, my mans, my babe, my girls, my ex, my hoes that I left. The way I step out the car, that's a flex. Get thanks, get fresh, raise the love and finesse. Less. I came, I saw, I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw, I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours.
Hello, hello. We are back.
Hey.
We're going to continue this interview with Honda Carter.
Hey, what's up? Honda Carter.
So, now that you've found some attention from some notable eyes,
yeah.
Out of the people who have noticed you,
yeah.
Aside from these collaborators,
yeah.
Some labels,
yeah.
And things like that, who would you like to mention?
I've had a couple. I've had some management over at Roc Nation reach out to me a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Still kind of talking to them.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
I don't even have too many numbers right now, which is even crazier. Another one, Def Jam, which is pretty crazy. Still kind of weird for me to say that. But yeah, so those guys over there are interested in signing me. I'm still talking. I've been talking to them for like the past like 4 months, honestly, which is kind of like, it's kind of weird to say, but yeah, I just wanted to put it out and it's official and they're interested. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, that's really just like the gist. I know it sounds kind of crazy for me just to say like, yeah, like that's it.
Yeah.
But again, it just doesn't even feel real to me. Like it just like, that's,
mm-hmm.
It just happens.
No, it's congratulations just so weird, though,
yeah.
'Cause that's big.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like a good sign.
Yeah.
And have some pride about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did you also want to talk about what happened with Beats One Radio?
Yeah, so this is a crazy story. So I had this one Playboi Carti remix that I made about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Basically put it out. It was like a What remix. Pretty popular Playboi Carti song featuring, I think it's Uno the Activist, I think. Yes, it's definitely Uno. But yeah, so I put this out and blew up just a little bit. A couple people noticed it. Soft is Hard. Shout out Soft is Hard. She's a DJ over at Ausla and friend of mine. She basically took that song, put it in her mixes, plays it still to this day. Basically, I had a couple A&Rs, you know, at her functions. And that's really how they found me, was through a Playboi Carti remix, yeah, which I rarely do. I rarely make remixes nowadays. Mm. Like, I'm really just making my own shit. But
Yeah.
And
what about the
The
Double XL Dash Radio? Or do you want to say something else?
No, that's all good. Yeah. So, like, so then eventually, so Soft is Hard played it. Some A&Rs reached out to me. And then it got the attention of Joe K, who's the founder of Soul Action. Shout out Joe K. This song's crazy. My song's Growing Pains, crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, he found it. He put in the Soul Action mix. I think it's 344, The People. And that was on Beats One. Pretty crazy. But yeah, so the Double XL thing. So again, I've been a frequent artist on Double XL's Dash Radio Station section. I had this song. This song was actually the first song officially of mine that's been on there. I've had a couple songs that I produced for my homie Friday Night in the States. But yeah, to this day, I've had a couple joints on there, but it's pretty crazy too. It's pretty nuts. Mm. Like Double XL is like,
yeah, it's big. Yeah. Freshman List should be out soon.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Anyway, you went to LA mm-hmm. a while back.
Mm-hmm.
How did that music scene compare to Vancouver? Because obviously that's a lot bigger. What was that like?
Yeah. It's very, very weird. You know, Vancouver, it's a small city, first of all. And going back to how hip-hop isn't very, you know, popular here because of, you know, I'd say lack of urban communities and all that stuff. There, it's, you know, it's crazy. You know, there's a huge mixing pot. You know, there's a big urban population. And it's different, right? You know, people here kind of, I'd say, stick to themselves. And in L.A., like, you know, they're pretty... pretty loud. Like, that's just Americans in general, to be honest. But I have family in North Carolina, so I can say that though. Yeah, but yeah, like racist. I mean, yeah, it's not racist.
I'm not racist. My cousin's American.
It's not even racist. It's bringing citizenship. But yeah, it's just more prideful, right? And it's almost intimidating at first because like here it's like very nonchalant. You know, like in passive. Canada, like yeah, passive. That's true. Probably the reason why I'm so passive, to be honest. But yeah.
Being from Vancouver, making it here, as we talked about, is not as common as other places like LA.
Yes.
What do you think of that? And Aiden, you can comment on this one too, yeah, if you want, because this is relative to you, of course.
Yeah. You want to talk about that first?
It's your interview. You go first.
All right. I'm too nice here. See, Mr. Passive coming through.
Yeah. Too Canadian, damn.
Say that again, man. This is one more time. Hold up.
Just the difference between making it in the industry between Vancouver and
okay,
LA.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, like, it's different here, right? Vancouver's like a little bubble. That's the way I like to see it. And you kind of get caught in this bubble, this kind of loop, this like ongoing loop that just doesn't want to do anything beside being local, really.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really like the, you know, the idea that's, you know, in people's heads here that are artists. I'd say so, to be honest. Like, you know,
yeah, I agree.
And we're in a Canadian market, right? Hip hop is not like, it's not, oh, obviously in Toronto with Drake and all that stuff in the six, but you know, I don't know, it's just not popping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think we're coming at it from two different angles, right? Yeah. Like, you're here making like serious like hip hop rap / like trap music.
Yeah.
And I'm like involved in that between you and Andrew and stuff, and like being on Andrew's album and stuff, and having worked with
shout out my homie Andrew, he's a
Andrew Mulat
producer, yeah, artist, Vancouver, dude. Awesome,
fantastic,
been on the show twice.
Check him out,
yeah,
man. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have like a couple toes dipped in that world, but I mean, like, I'm also a part of like, I don't know, sort of the more rock, I guess, not rock, indie scene, I guess. It's such a weird
alternative
scene, like, right now. Alternative,
so everything's
scene.
So mixed, like the genres,
yeah,
and everything.
Like, there's different scenes that you can be in Vancouver, obviously, like with any city. But I agree with what you're saying about the bubble. Like, guys get to the top of their scene,
yeah,
and where do they go? You know, it's like, oh, we have this local rap scene, and we have this local like beach rock scene, and there's like 40 bands or 40 rappers, and you get to the top. And then what?
Yeah, and you're like the
you
coolest
sit there,
in Vancouver.
You're the coolest. Like, everyone knows you in Vancouver, and then you step like, into Calgary or Toronto, and nobody knows you.
Yeah,
like it's like it's almost like an echo chamber in Vancouver. It's it doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah,
but that being said, like everyone talks about the six. I feel like in terms of we're a smaller city, but in terms of potential and artistic and creative merit and potential, Vancouver's huge, and
it's huge
land,
ceiling
it's
for
land
that.
To be conquered in the way I see it.
For sure. We're hitting the 5:40 here, so we're gonna play that remix. You did a play Bacardi song, What? And then you have a story we'll share after we play that, get a couple ads, and we'll continue in a minute. Stay with us. This is Isaac, and I'm interviewing Honda Carter.
Shit!
What? What? One encounter, all. Coke, I'm counting it all. I'm gonna spend this buzz. Still gonna come to fall.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Sure. Hello, hello. We're back with Honda Carter.
Hey, what's up?
So, continuing this interview, are there any upcoming collaborations or possibilities that you want to discuss, that you anticipating?
Yeah. So, my homie Castillo over at FTP. Can I swear one more time?
Yeah, sure.
Is that cool? Stands for Fuck the Population. Streetwear brand. Shout out Zach as well, another homie of mine. So he's releasing, I think it's FTP's third mix. Last one was kind of like a testing thing, but he's releasing a third mix pretty soon. I got one of my tracks on there called London Tipton. Crazy song. I won't be playing it today, unfortunately. I'll be playing this other one called Move It, probably.
Yeah.
Love that song.
But yeah, that's a crazy thing. So that's something I'm kind of looking forward to. FTP is crazy, you know. They're huge. They got like Chief Keef in their stuff, DMX, Ron Jeremy.
DMX.
Like,
damn.
Like, what? Like, that's crazy. Shit is so crazy. Like, it's crazy to me. But that's my homie Castillo.
And I wouldn't wear it after Ron Jeremy wore it.
Yeah. They probably just gave it to him for free or something.
DMX, though. DMX.
Yeah, DMX. Whatever.
I would wear it after DMX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love DMX.
Original X.
Less stains, probably. But
less stains.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know that.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
So coming back to
I keep cutting out. Sorry.
No worries.
There
keep
we
going.
Go again.
Keep going.
I got one track with Jay Worthy coming out pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Out of State Boomin'. I produced it, and me and Jay basically went back and forth on the track. Vocals by me and him. Crazy track. Yeah, I look forward to that. We're gonna have quite a bit of press around it. Yeah, should be crazy, and possibly another cut that we had. But yeah, that's another. That's probably the biggest thing right now. That's gonna pop off. But yeah, I'll stay booming, coming soon. Honda Carter, Jay Worthy.
Shit!
Word up. Yeah. I was actually going to mention Jay again, so convenient you brought him up. How did that initiate in the first place with you and him? I don't think you went into the details of that connection.
Yeah. Pretty much. This is crazy. I've always heard his name before, Jay Worthy, especially around the city. And, you know, people were always, like, I had a couple of, like, mentors that kind of reached out to me and, you know, would always talk about this guy named Jay Worthy. And we're like, hey, man, like, you know, you should send him some beats, like, whatever, like, I'll help you out with that, blah, blah, blah. And I always heard about it. And there's always just, like, this name. But so, crazy enough, basically mutual friends pretty much helped that connection happen. Someone teed up pretty much a call with me and him. When I was in Mexico a couple months ago, and I was talking back and forth, and, you know, because he was coming to Vancouver, I said, yo, like, you know, when you're down, let's link, blah, blah, blah. And we're just kind of, like, talking back and forth, and he eventually came down, and we made, like, 5 joints, like, out of my crib, and crazy. Like, we just banged him out. He's really quick. Like, he's so quick. Like, it's really nice to have someone that can work quick, because I work pretty quick. He's, like, he's real quick.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. We got a few more questions here, and then we're going to play Move It at the end.
Yeah.
So, last couple of questions. You know, when I first started talking to Aiden and Andrew and I checked out your stuff, I came across that song, Me to You, that you were featured on. Is that familiar to you, or am I mistaken?
Me to You.
Me to You. It samples the Me Maker. The
can I swear one more time?
Yeah,
one
go for it.
Yeah, so I'm not even gonna say the name. You guys can look for yourself. Most it's literally a meme now and kind of dumb. So I sampled this a cappella from Pusha T, Pharrell, and Future a while ago. Move That Dope. Took the Wii remix, or sorry, the Wii menu theme song, slapped it together, just put it out just for shits and giggles, and that's stupid. It's at like 400,000 right now. I hate that song. That song sucks. I will forever hate that song. I created a monster. I can't even kill it. Please stop clogging up my feed. I'm about to private that joint like real quick. But
I was just gonna bring it up because I thought it was more, you know, when you're talking about nostalgia.
Yeah.
I thought it was you sampled it for nostalgic purposes, and no. I was gonna say, is there anything you would like to sample in the future from a video game or a movie or TV show? It could be anything.
Not really. Like, I really sample a lot of, funny enough, here's my little secret for you guys. I sample a lot of Japanese jazz music, lots of bossa nova as well. I really like sample that, so I'm probably just gonna continue sampling that because that's really what I like. Yeah, it's no really secret. I don't plan on sampling anything else.
Fukui, that guy?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, like, I just have, like, these crazy, like, mixes that I just catalog and just put, like, stuff together, just freaking slap songs and just kind of, like, pick, you know, whatever's hot or whatever's got, like, a crazy piano solo in it.
Sick.
Take it.
For sure.
Flip
for sure.
It, you know what I mean?
So, we only got a few minutes left. Anyone you want to shout out? Anything else you want to say to wrap this up?
You know, like, keep it short. You know, it's crazy. Like, I'm very surprised with myself right now, because, like I said earlier on, like, I don't have many, like, a super big following. Like, it's still very much active and building very fast. But it's crazy. Stay tuned. Like I said, you know, like, there's labels hitting me up, big artists I have production on with.
Look for them on the front page of everything.
Yeah, like, you know,
it's gonna be day and night.
It's like stuff's really about to pick up, like, this next year, I'd say. Like, I'm going to LA next month as well for a couple sessions, music sessions and meetings as well, and yeah, like, you know, things are really, really gonna start to pick up this year for me,
for sure. Yeah. And, you know, you'll be back in the summer if you get a chance.
Of course,
always support anyone affiliated with All the Homies. You know what it's about. And now we're gonna play an unreleased track. Would you like to announce this?
Yeah, this is a track I produced a while ago. This is a crazy, crazy track. It's called Move It. Basically produced, wrote it. played it for a couple of labels, and they were all going nuts for it. Yeah, it might be the holy grail or the magnum opus of Honda it's Carter, amazing. But we'll see when I put it out. But spin it.
Thanks for listening to Word on the Street. This was an interview with Honda Carter.
Mm-hmm.
This is his new song, and I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Shit!
Hey!
Yeah. Yeah. Ha. Yeah. 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 Carter coming through. Pull up, I'm the man with the plan type of nigga. I'ma go and get it how I'm living with no figures. I don't even know when the Zen gets to kicking. I chase it, Pellegrino. I turn to kill this nigga. Can't trust me, I've been lying, but I'm Kobe. Tony, not the Roma, like Soprano. I don't fuck with niggas, they don't want me. Jaguar with the high beams, can't see me. That's a beat, red dot. Pull up like a Takala. Pull up like a Seda. Bitch, I'm out on T dot. Niggas wanna freestyle, but I'm out on parking lot. White smoke, Cali Weeper, I'm a homework. I don't fuck with the bad bitches, sip the 30. Said she got a friend for me, but she still dirty. Need a thick bone shot it, let her rip on the body. Rock on a nigga like Red Dot on a nigga. Her she come from a third world country, but she so fucking clean. That's inspection, I'ma judge a little OCD. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm a picky young nigga, grew up eating fucking keys. I don't want no bitch so obsessed with blowing green. She flexing education on you niggas doing nothing. You still telling bitches that you always up to something. When you really looking, no words is like blunting. Hey, bitch, I'm in the end, so the west on the west side. Rolling like I'm high, I've been fine on the fence side. Diamond in the rough, I don't fuck with you niggas. Bitch, I'm on the east from the north, where I came from. Where he from, where he go, heard he got a girl from Mexico. I don't fuck with niggas on the blow shit cup of fentanyl. Fuck them all, these niggas wanna wreck this unoriginal. Holy mo on my bitch, I had a dish with. Yeah, bitch, I had them bands in my way. Young and I'm so reckless, I'm the shit. Chopping up the bars like a bitch. Fucking how I floss, I'm the nigga. I want bands. I got bands. You got O's. I got hoes. You got dope for the Zen, for the low. Me and mate, couple bands for the O's. What I wrote.